The dictionary tweeted the other day. It was the account run by Merriam-Webster, and it asked people to share what they considered to be perfect words from other languages that don't have a direct equivalent in English. Lots of people replied to that tweet, so we asked some of them to tell us more about their favorite non-English words.
My name is Julie Caffley. I'm calling from Ottawa, Canada. My favorite word that doesn't exist in English is a word in French, débrouillard. And débrouillard, if you literally translate it, means somebody who removes the fog. The closest thing in English would be the idea of somebody who is resourceful, who's creative, figures a way through the fog or through the confusion and just gets to results, is efficient. It's a quality that I love in people, and it's something that I'm always trying to say in English, and frankly, the word doesn't exist.
Hello, my name is Rafa, and I'm a software engineer based in San Francisco. And today I want to talk about the word estrenar, which is a Spanish word that doesn't really have a translation in English. It could mean to break something in, but it doesn't have to be something you wear. So it could be a new car, a new pair of shoes, or even like a new partner that you're bringing to a party or a social gathering with you for the first time. In general, though, there isn't like a general translation, which is funny because I feel like usually I have this problem in the opposite direction, where English has so many words that sometimes it's just very hard to find a Spanish word that conveys the same nuance or the same connotations that an English word.
My name is Kyle Wark. My Tlingit names are Kutitin and Tlakawish. I'm a healthcare researcher in Anchorage, Alaska. The word that I shared was Ha Shagun, which means our ancestors, but because the Tlingit believe in reincarnation, it's also our descendants, the ancestors who will come back to us. But it also means a lot more than that, too. It means the history of our ancestors, codified in places, stories, songs, names, art, customs, etc., that guide our lives. The concept of Hashagun is also related to Hakustayi, which means our way of life or our culture.
My name is Stephanie Thompson. I'm originally from Lebanon, and in Lebanese Arabic, one of my favorite words is subhayye, which refers to that period of time in the morning when no one else is awake but you, and you can have some quiet time to yourself before the household is awake. My mother often used to have a subhayye by herself or with one of my aunts or her friends, and now that I'm a mom of two myself and I don't sleep in anymore, I really value that time when you can just gather your thoughts and have that moment to yourself.
That was Stephanie Thompson, Kyle Wark, Rafa Martinez-Avial, and Julie Caffley with some of their favorite words.